Hey, welcome back. Final hour. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hope the day is wrapping up for you perfectly. And hope that trip home is easy. It's providing the mind clearing that you needed. You like that? Yeah, I just came up with it. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. And we are talking, and let me tell you, your calls and text messages are making me even more hungry than I was when I walked in. Here on the text board, I mean, this one alone. I guess my best dish is steak sandwiches on garlic bread with melted mozzarella cheese, fried onions, and mushrooms. I mean, oh my gosh. I could go for that right now. I could go for just about everything that was mentioned. Velveeta mac and cheese, come on. Of course. And yeah, I probably should have used Velveeta. I was using what was in the fridge. You know, one of those things, if you're trying to wait to your next paycheck, you don't want to spend money you don't have, try to put a meal together with everything that's in your pantry. And that's what I was doing. It didn't work out too well. Someone also says on the text board, the best meal I make is Southwest steak, black bean soup. It's incredible. The secret is to use smoked paprika in the soup. All right, I'll take that. 803-0930, star 930, your best dish, and, you know, the best dish you like to make. For me, both are steak. The only problem with steak is I wish we still had a real grill. But the apartment complex now, all we can use is an electric grill. And if they ever need someone to give testimony in Albany about electric versus gas, I will go to Albany and give my testimony of why we need gas cooking appliances. I have a gas, and it makes no sense. I have a gas stove, but I have an electric grill because that's what the complex says. I think I still make a mean steak on electric grill, but nothing beats a gas grill or, come on, charcoal. We were at the beach, not this summer, but the summer before, and we made steaks on those cheap charcoal grills, you know, the ones that you buy like at a dollar store. You usually get them for a tailgate. We bought two of those, cooked them on these cheap charcoal grills. Let me tell you, turned out great. Why did they turn out great? Meat thermometer. I cannot stress enough, stop trying to avoid the meat thermometer and just use it. Too many people I know don't use the meat thermometer, and you could be making perfect steaks, perfect pork. All the things that I messed up, like I've screwed up pork before, it's because I didn't use a meat thermometer. I also screwed up pork once when we had a propane grill and the propane ran out, and then I had to run it to the kitchen and I put it on one of those cast iron skillets. The entire apartment smelled like burnt pork for days. My wife had all these bags she had to bring to school for like a project, and they just reeked of burnt pork. So that was a fail. That was an epic fail. I've had a few epic fails when it comes to cooking. I will admit to that. You know, I've ruined a few dishes cooking. I've ruined a few pans too. Get it? Not just dishes. When I make tacos, I almost always burn the skillet trying to get the peppers and onions to the right kind of softness. Regularly, I will burn the peppers and the skillet. So, you know, that's something I'm still waiting to perfect. I'm not a perfect person. I'm far from a perfect person. So, that's that. Someone said, best is brisket, ribs, or pork butts. Any grill or smoker works for me. That's one thing, again, when I get a house, I want to get into get a smoker. I want to get a smoker and I want to get a flat top. I can get a flat top now, and I hope to get a flat top for Christmas, if anyone's listening. But a smoker, definitely, you know, these, I smoked this for 6 hours. Like, oh, I want to do that. You see them pull this out of the smoker and they just cut it up. It looks delicious. You can smell it through the TV. But a flat top, I think we need to get a flat top. Make bacon, eggs. I mean, flat tops, pancakes, perfect for breakfast. And like I said, I think I make a mean breakfast sandwich. I should just do that every week, right? You get a bagel, put some butter on it, put that down in the skillet. After you've cooked the eggs, bacon, put some cheese. Oh, my gosh. Or eggs, bacon, cheese, put the cheese on top of the, put everything, assemble it, put it in the toaster oven for like five, probably less than 5 minutes. I just do the eye test. All right, that looks good. The cheese is melted. Bring it out. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. Someone said Velveeta mac and cheese with stewed tomatoes. I like Velveeta mac and cheese with bacon. And as you've probably have put together, it's not difficult to realize why I've put so much weight on. I like bacon and steak, and I would eat bacon and steak for every meal every day. But I do realize how unhealthy that is, and that would not be good for my blood pressure. So we'll stay away from that. I did see this during the break, so we'll take calls on that. You know how it goes. If I mentioned it in the last 3 hours, you can call in on it. But I saw this from Channel 4. And, you know, I love Western New York. You've probably picked up on that. I love Buffalo. I love living here. Do we have our disagreements? Yes, but I love living here. I love the people here. I think the people here are why I've been able to have a somewhat successful radio career. It's because of the great people here in Buffalo. Some markets I probably wouldn't make it, let's be honest. But I'm lucky. I work for some great people, and we have a great audience. However, when I saw this on Channel 4 today, can you tell I don't have it? And that's why I keep on talking about when I saw this on Channel 4. I see that Buffalo just beat out Seattle as the dreariest city in America. And I've got to know, does dreariness, by the way, this is from a while ago, but someone fooled me on Facebook by posting it. Does the dreariness affect you? Now, I can look at it one or two ways. If it's like I wake up and I'm in a really good mood, and I look out the window and I have a lot to do that day, and it's dreary outside, right? It's cloudy, it's raining. That puts a damper on the day. But this morning, I could not have been happier that it was dreary. Because I woke up, I gave my son a bottle, and we took a nap. And it was so easy to put him down. It was so easy to put him down because it was so dreary outside. So it really depends on the day. But this morning, I was happy that we were in one of the dreariest places in the country. Again, I'm not happy every day that we're in the dreariest, one of the dreariest areas in the country. But it did work to my advantage this morning, right? Perfect napping weather. And we're going to have that again tomorrow. Perfect napping weather. And yes, even though it was the low 50s when I woke up this morning, I turned the ceiling fan on, and it was just, it was a great nap. It was the perfect situation for a nap. And if it was sunny and beautiful outside, my son probably would have gone down for 10 minutes, if that. But since it was dreary, I was able to get him to sleep for 90 minutes, which my son, very difficult to get him to sleep for more than 30 minutes. He did not get his father's love of napping. You know, I don't know about you. I would say I'm the king of naps. If I have 30 minutes, I will take a nap, and I don't care where. I've napped in this very chair. I'll nap in my car. Back in college, I'd nap in my dorm with the door open. So I love napping. My son, the complete opposite. He's got fear of missing out. He doesn't nap. He's 5 months old. He's supposed to nap. But we cannot get him to take these naps. He does not want to do it, except for days like today, when it's still quite dark outside at 8 o'clock in the morning. He went down pretty easily after his bottle. So I was thankful for that. But being in the dreariest or one of the dreariest cities in America, does that affect you? Do you notice it? Do you want to challenge this poll? I mentioned wanting to have a smoker. Dan on the West Side has some experience. Dan, tell me about the smoker. What are you good at?
Oh, well, this was the first try for me and a friend of mine. We were using his buddy's smoker. I'm trying to turn the speaker off. I'm sorry. This phone changes screens on me, and I lose control.
It's all right, Dan. You sound great.
Oh, thank you. You're lovely yourself. but we have we were using his buddy's smoker, and we had some. It must have been a pork roast. And, you know, the thing takes hours. You're not supposed to open it. You're supposed to rely on that meat thermometer. I have one. I never use it. But I don't do a lot of roast or baking. But we had it in that day, and it wasn't coming hours. It wasn't coming up to the temperature. It was still at least 20 degrees to go. And I said, let's take a look. You're not supposed to open it. I said, this is done, and it was perfect. And this is the thing, you've got to develop the eye. And I'm not the greatest scratch cook in the world, but I specialize in easy and good, and I live alone. So, you know, doing a lot of scratch, you know, recipes, no. But I improvise. You've got to experiment. You're talking about things I never use. I don't use processed cheeses, but I don't use a lot of cheese. I have mozzarella, you know, what I can put on a sandwich. Provolone, we always have some grated cheese, and my mother taught me, we're Sicilian, Pecorino Romano. I just put it on some frozen spaghetti that I added things to, you know. You don't want brand names, right?
Unless you're saying something good.
Oh, yes. Well, no, I mean, Stouffer's is, you know, decent stuff. And I never leave anything alone. I've got onion powder, garlic powder that, you know, I cut up some hard-boiled eggs. You know, my mother used to throw them hard-boiled eggs in her sauce. And I haven't made my own. I make my own chili, and I could give you some hints there too. Because my chili, people are surprised. Why is there whole kernel corn in there? It's good, isn't it? It throws a little sweet into the thing.
Yeah, I think corn and chili is for the win. I really do.
Well, it works.
Yeah.
Hope. And I'll tell you what. I didn't use beans for a long time. I lived in Texas. They don't put beans. There was one movie where the one cop said, I think I would kill a man who put beans in my chili. That's what they do up north. But I started to just for the extra fiber. And it works. You know, improvise. Experiment all the time. You make something for the first time. It should always be for the first time. You know, there's so much. My pancakes. My ex came up and stayed with me a few years ago. She hadn't had my pancakes since the 80s. She asked me for them. You start with one of the whole grain mixes. You start adding oatmeal, whole kernel corn.
Wait. In the oatmeal?
No. Oh. In the pancake batter.
Oh,
you're just throwing extra stuff in for texture and taste. And, you know, I have a little freeze dried strawberries. Throw those in. Why not? I used to put beer in my pancake mix. I don't anymore. But it doesn't matter, though. It's you wouldn't even know it's there, really. But, you know, you start playing with this stuff. Play with your food like they, you know, told you not to.
That's
do
they tell
you,
yeah. Hey, Dan, appreciate the call. Experimenting with everything. My mom used to make beer biscuits. Maybe I shouldn't say that on the air. When we were kids, right? And it was just beer in the batter. Those were delicious. I know people. Yeah, people cook with beer. You've got beer battered fish, obviously, which is delicious. 803-0930-star-930. I mean, lot to unpack in the final half hour. Hopefully, you'll join us at 803-0930-star-930. It's Beamer in for Bowerly, and we'll send you home after this on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Times gone by, it seems.
All right, welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly. Final segment here on News Radio 930 WBEN. 803-0930-star-930 is the number to get on. Everything we've mentioned today, anything that's come out of my mouth that you want to talk about, you can. 803-0930-star-930. We were talking about dishes to make and your favorite and your best. And I mentioned a smoker. We had Dan calling about smoker. Someone said 165 degree. A pork butt or beef brisket hits the stall. Got to wait it out. I've done 12 to 14 hours before they were done. Yeah, I mean, that is the thing about the smoker, right? I mean, it's got to be, it's time consuming. You got to be patient, you know, and like the crock pot, you probably can't watch it for the entire 12 to 14 hours. But, I mean, anything I've had out of a smoker, it's freaking delicious. I mean, just think of what people bring to tailgates. You know, I mean, I had never had venison, never had deer until a tailgate. I was walking around a Bills game, and this was years ago, and someone gave me a deer kebab and said, yeah, try it. All right. And that was really good. It was really good. But again, people are able to do so much, and, you know, I'm happy that I've perfected steak, chicken, pork. Now I want to move on to perfecting more things, and you guys have given me a lot of great ideas. I want to get to this, and I hope I don't get in trouble for this. I hope I don't get in trouble for bringing this up. This is content we don't usually bring up here on WBEN. But this came across my Twitter. I hope no one turns off the radio for me bringing up this topic. You know what? Just like with your meals, right? You've got to test, and if it doesn't go over well, we don't do it tomorrow, right? But this story out of Australia, a lot of stories like this come out of Australia, have you noticed? A pregnant woman had caught her husband paying for her best friend's OnlyFans. Yes. Now, I mean, there's a lot of things you can say about this, but Sophie, who's 24 weeks pregnant with the couple's third child, noticed an interesting message on her husband's phone. Turns out it was one of those generated messages that you would get on social media. I don't know anything about OnlyFans. Honestly, I don't. I know there's probably someone going, oh, sure you don't, Joe. But according to the article, it was an auto-generated from this OnlyFans account. So Sophie clicked on the OnlyFans message on her husband's phone. Obviously a lack of trust there if she's looking at his phone. And found out that the OnlyFans account was her friend's and that he was paying her friend monthly for OnlyFans content. Now, if you don't know what OnlyFans is, Tanner, should I just tell him to look it up instead of describe it on the air?
Yeah, that would probably be okay. Better.
I don't want to get in trouble.
It's a subscription service, we'll put it that way.
Yes, it is.
For adult content.
That's the way to put it. It is a social media site where you can have people subscribe to your page where you can upload any kind of content you want. Most people upload adult content. I think I've put it out well there. So, Sophie, 24 weeks pregnant, third child, her husband of 7 years, is subscribing not only to OnlyFans, which, again, I mean, to each his own, whatever goes on in your marriage, I'm not going to judge. But, I mean, just alone, the fact that this married man has a pregnant wife, they have two kids already together, this is their third, and he is on OnlyFans, you would think that already is maybe a problem within the marriage. Again, that's to your marriage, I'm not going to judge. But you would think that might be already an issue. But when you find out that the OnlyFans that he is subscribing to is your best friend, I'm going to guess, and the article doesn't say, I'm going to guess he knew it was her best friend. So he's paying for adult content from his wife, mother of his three kids, her best friend's adult content. I don't know. How do you handle that one? It's not cheating, right? And you go further in the article, the wife did admit that the husband was getting over an addiction to that kind of content on the internet. But how do you react? Take away that it's the woman's best friend. How do you react? You're pregnant. You've got two kids already. You're going through that. And you find your husband on OnlyFans. Spending, I don't know what these accounts go. I probably should have done my research. Tanner, do you know what these accounts go for? Not to put you in the spotlight.
And not that I would know either, but I think it varies from person to person. Like, based on what you think you're worth, you set the price. Like, I think...
So it's not a fixed price?
No, I don't believe so. Yeah. I think you can charge, like, different per post. Like, one post might cost, like, $10 to unlock, and the next might cost, like, $25. And I think there might be, like, a tier system as well. So you pay X amount of money, you get these perks. And then if you want to go up levels, you pay more.
So that's where Elon got the idea from. Okay. But just think that. You find out your husband is paying for adult content on OnlyFans. Again, maybe some people are like, hey, as long as they're not cheating on me in the sense of actually cheating on me, let them do what they want to do on their phone. I don't know. I would think in this situation, it's already not going over well. And then you find out it's your best friend. I thought that was an interesting story to share. Also, I didn't know anyone subscribed to OnlyFans. I really thought it was just something people talk about, right? Because OnlyFans is out there. I've never heard of anyone. Not that it would come up in conversation, Tanner, obviously, but I've never heard of anyone that subscribes. Like, I've never heard anyone talk about their OnlyFans. Again, maybe that's just in the realm that I'm in. I thought it was an interesting story. Again, it sheds light on... It sheds light on what is cheating in your relationship, which is a personal question. I wouldn't have you call in and tell me what's cheating in your relationship, because I'm sure there are people who are listening that would say, oh my gosh, we would obviously have a problem there. And again, I think there's other people who would say, well, as long as they're not actually cheating. Now Sophie in this story, to put the conclusion, she said to her husband, I don't like that you're on OnlyFans, but if you're going to be on OnlyFans, could it not be so close to home? Was what she said. That was how she concluded it with her husband while she was 24 weeks pregnant. But again, I mean, that's a relationship by a relationship thing, and who are we to judge what cheating is? I think everyone has a different opinion of what cheating is. I would think, and maybe I'm wrong, Maybe I'm a little too old school. I would think a majority of people would be upset if they knew their significant other were paying money for adult content. I think that might be even more if you're pregnant. But again, that's just me. I don't know. Because like I said, I can see the other way where you say, well, at least they're not cheating, right? At least they're not actually cheating. They're just giving some money a month to my best friend to see to see her OnlyFans. It's an interesting world. It's an interesting world that we live in. 803-0930, star 930 is the number. Someone said on the text board, can't the creator see who is subscribed? I mean, that's a great question. I have no idea. I know on regular social media, I can see who follows me and who I follow. I'm not sure if on this platform you can follow secretly, right? You just know I have this many followers because this is the money I'm bringing in. I don't know how that works. I just thought it was an interesting story. And again, it's a story that, depending on who's reading it, and I'm obsessed with this. I've talked about it. I love to hear different people's opinions on all things in life. And I thought it's an interesting story because you could have five couples or five people who are married read that story and get five different reactions. You know, and I think that's just a very interesting aspect of life that we all see certain things differently, again, through our experiences and what we deem to be, in this case, cheating and not cheating. So I just thought it was an interesting story that I would pass along to the audience here on WBEN. I do have some news for you. This is not a good transition from OnlyFans to show promotion, but I do have a show to promote. And this is going to be confusing because it's not this Sunday. But I'm only in 3 days next week, so I want to make sure I promote this as much as I can. Sunday, October 29th. That's the second to last Sunday before Election Day. We will have the two major candidates for Erie County Executive on Hardline. Mark Poloncarz will be joining us at 10 on October 29th. Chrissy Casilio will be joining us at 11. On October 29th. And through the next week and a half, and we're going to do it as a topic on Sunday's show of Hardline, but over the next week and a half, I will be asking you for your questions, what you would like to hear addressed, maybe something that's not being addressed in, you know, the regular interviews that you're seeing or in the campaign ads. So over the next week and a half, you can text those in. You can email those to me at jbeamer@odyssey.com. You can reach out to me on social media. But if you have a question that you think one or both of the candidates need to address before Election Day, get those in. We have a full hour with both candidates live in studio on October 29th. And I'd be very interested in what you would like to hear addressed with the candidates. Obviously, I have my questions, but I would also like to address the listeners' questions because, you know, we have a very informed audience, and I'm sure there are some things that you'd like to hear that you're not hearing through the campaigns. Another programming note, tomorrow, 7 o'clock, or not tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? The Erie County Executive debate will be airing right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just want to throw that out there. So you'll have the forum on Hardline on the 29th, where you'll hear from both candidates, but you can hear from them tomorrow at the Erie County Executive debate here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Also, maybe we'll turn this into a topic. It's starting to get some stuff on the text board. Here's the thing. I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, asking questions that people think are, well, that's private. That's between me and my significant other. So maybe we do, maybe we don't. But maybe we ask you tomorrow, what is cheating? What is not? Because I think this is a very interesting story about the OnlyFans thing where, you know, the guy's paying for her best friend's content while she's 24 weeks pregnant with their third kid. I just think that's interesting. Maybe we'll do a little more on that tomorrow. Maybe not. We'll see how the day takes us. By the way, 9:30 tomorrow morning. I should have asked for specifics before I went into it. I thought I could find it online. 9:30 tomorrow morning, the St. Joe's debate for Erie County Executive will be heard right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Not very difficult to forget. 9:30 on 9:30, and we'll have it live here on WBEN, so make sure you tune in for that. Again, they have their debate tomorrow here on WBEN. You've got the Channel 4 debate next week, and then they'll be in studio with me on October 29th here on WBEN. So let me tell you, the campaigns are going to get a lot of media attention. So listen to that debate tomorrow. Watch the debate on the 24th. And if there's something that wasn't covered that you think we should cover on Hardline, reach out. Let me know. I'd like to have a plethora of things. I can come up with it myself, but you know, I think it's fair to ask the audience what they think and what they would like to have addressed. Well, speaking of the audience, you guys, as always, have been a great audience. It is always a pleasure to host here on WBEN, be it B-Maz and Beamer in the morning, or filling in for David, or filling in for Tom, or doing special coverage, or hosting Hardline. It's always great being with this audience, and I look forward to doing it again tomorrow at 2 p.m. here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the debate that you'll hear tomorrow morning here on WBEN. Whatever it is, by the way, thank you for just, you guys have made, I am starving now at the end of the show because of the recipes that you've, or the dishes that you've shared either on the phone or on the text board. Believe me, you guys have some good stuff out there. None of them came with an invitation to come over and try it, but that's okay. I understand. But some good ideas out there. Steak sandwich right now is high on the list. Gonna have to do that probably this weekend. But thank you for the calls, the texts. Thanks for the social media interactions. You guys are great. Always appreciate it. Hope you have yourself a great Wednesday evening. Like I said, we'll be back here tomorrow morning starting at 2 p.m. Tomorrow afternoon starting at 2 p.m. on WBEN. But don't forget, we're live and local starting at 5 a.m. with the New Morning. Susan Rose, Brian Mazurowski, B-Maz and Beamer at 9. You'll have the St. Joe's debate at 9:30. David Bellavia following, and then me in for Tom Bowerly. Stay tuned. Tom Puckett's evening news wraps it all up after this break on News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll see you tomorrow.